So welcome, ladies and gents, to the Naked Way Tele Play Shop. I'm Tamara Mercica, as most of you know. I'm a relationship therapist, author, and founder of the company Getting Naked, where we strip back the layers, stopping you having a healthy relationship with you. And that's exactly what we'll be doing tonight. The Naked Way is a way of looking at life that allows you to see beyond the hurdles and personal barriers that hold you back. Daily, I meet people who feel stuck, overwhelmed, can't quite seem to get the results that they're after. And it may be around their career or perhaps their finances. You know, how many of you struggle from week to week or wish you that you earned more? For some people, they may have trouble connecting with themselves, with others. Maybe you're in a toxic relationship or can't find someone to nest with. And as a result of this, sex is so-so, maybe non-existent, and certainly not giving you the deep nourishment it could be. I know there's quite a taboo around saying sex out loud, but tonight I will touch on this because how we are in the bedroom is simply a reflection of how we are in other areas of our lives. Business, health, our emotions, they're all connected. And what's at the root of all of these things? It's our relationship with ourselves. I know it sounds so simple. This relationship with self is often neglected, yet this is where we need to start if we want to create change in any given area. Essentially, you want to get to the point that you're in love with yourself, not in an egotistical way, but in a way that allows you to no longer worry what others think of you. When you love yourself completely, you don't compare yourself to others. You don't have negative mind chatter going on. You don't struggle with bad outcomes. Because a person with a healthy relationship with themselves, they've stripped off all the personal barriers that would get in their way of having a life of ease, happiness, fulfillment, a life they absolutely love. Our confidence, self-esteem, our belief in ourselves to try new things, it all comes from our relationship with self. Our relationship with ourself is the foundation. Just as we need a good, solid foundation upon which to build a sturdy house, so too do we need a strong foundation upon which to live our life. And when you have this self-love, this self-belief, everything else in your life will flourish. So that's what we'll be looking at tonight, the Naked Way, which is the way I live my life, the way I've taught thousands of others to live their lives, because once you're able to listen to your inner self, clear out your gunky bits, that's when you're able to create the changes that you'd like. The life you want, the money you desire, the gourmet sex that would truly satisfy you. Your life can become rich, delicious, fulfilling you on every level. And who doesn't want some of that? So we'll begin by looking at where you're at right now in all areas of your life. As like I said, they are all connected. We'll set an intention on what you'd like to create. I'll give you a meaningful insight on how our mind gets in the way of our heart in creating our physical reality before I share how you can continue your study of self so that you can clear your own personal blocks and barriers and have that nourishing relationship with self that I talk of. We'll have plenty of time for questions, or if you'd like an insight into why something isn't working for you, I'll let you know when to pop up your hand. And to raise your hand so I can unmute you, you simply press star 2. So you might like to write that down, star 2, if you want to ask a question a little bit later on. Just like going to the gym once won't get you optimal fitness, the same goes for the mind and heart. So my objective tonight is to get the ball rolling for you, to give you an insight into how you can create change, give you your training program if you like, then the rest is up to you. The only person responsible for the results you get in life is you. And once you learn how to master life, your life will become your playground. So let's not waste any more time. Let's begin with having a look at where you're at right now. Hopefully you've got a pen and paper. Now, this exercise is to help you get clear on the areas of your life that are going well and the areas that are not going so well. This isn't about beating yourself up over it. It's about getting a starting point so you have something to work with. And once you know where you're at, only then can you work out where you'd like to be. So this is simply about getting some clarity, and then we'll build upon that. But before we start, I just want to say the more honest you are with your answers, the more you'll get out of this process. So don't worry, you don't have to share your answers. This is for you only, so you can work with it to create all that you desire. So firstly, just write down the word emotions. And I'd like you to rank 0 to 10. 0 being awful, 10 being amazing. So someone who is emotionally all over the place would be near a 1, and someone who's in complete control of their emotions would be a 10. So simply give yourself a score now on emotions, 0 to 10, and don't think too hard about it. The first number that comes up is usually spot on. Next, just write the word health, and we're talking about your physical health, and rate it in the same way, 0 being awful, 10 being amazing. Just consider for a moment that disease is simply feedback from the body letting you know that there's emotional gunk that needs clearing. Once we realize that sickness is our body's communication tool, we're able to learn how to listen to our body so we can make ourselves well again. So 0 to 10 on health. Again, we'll go quickly through these, so don't get caught up in thinking about your score. Just allow the score to come to you. Next, we'll look at your career. So write career and rank it 0 to 10. So this is very much about your satisfaction with your career, how much happiness and fulfillment it gives you. Finances is next. We tend to live in a world where people have very negative associations with money. There's a lot of fear, a lot of struggle. Now, just like the other areas of our life, we can create a positive relationship with money. We can actually enjoy money, believe it or not. And as you'll learn, once you start to eliminate the negative mind chatter you have around money, your financial situation improves as a result. I've had clients who have tripled their savings and their income during 10 sessions of removing beliefs with me. And we'll look at how that happened a little later on. What you simply need to know is your net worth is directly linked to your self-worth. So just write down finances and rank yourself from 0 to 10 on where you're at right now. Next, we want to look at relationships. Now, relationships divides into two. So relationship with partner, rank that from 0 to 10. And then relationship with friends and family, rank that one from 0 to 10. So relationship with partner and relationship with friends and family. And finally, write down the word sex. And I want you to rank it from 0 to 10. How would you rank your sex and how it satisfies you? You also want to take into account with this one your relationship with your sexual self. Do you have negative feelings towards sex, such as shame or guilt? You also want to keep in mind as you're scoring this one that good quality gourmet sex is sex that nourishes you on all levels, that leaves you feeling transformed. Sex isn't just a physical act, it's so much more. So just give that one a score now from 0 to 10. Now, as I said, this isn't about having a good or bad scorecard. As far as I'm concerned, there is no good or bad, there simply is. All we wanted to do here was to gain understanding and clarity on which life areas are creating the most pain for you right now. Awareness is the first step. Setting an intention for where you want to go is the next step. So let's do that now. So when setting an intention, it needs to be a pleasure that we're moving towards. So you're moving away from a painful area or an area of your life that isn't giving you the happiness or fulfillment or joy that you'd like, and you're focusing on something inspiring, something positive. So choose an area of your life to focus on, one of the areas we ranked before. If you're not sure, perhaps it's the one where you ranked the lowest, as that's the area that's causing you the most grief. Or maybe you came onto tonight's call with a particular area you wanted to focus on, such as sex or overcoming depression or anxiety, and just work with that one. So I'll give you a moment to decide on which area you'd like to work on, and perhaps circle that area once you have it. Again, don't get stuck in the mind, which likes to analyze and think. The first one that comes to you is usually the perfect one for you at this point. So now that you have that area, we need to set a pleasurable and inspiring intention. So if, for example, you're overweight, your intention might be to look and feel good in size 10 jeans. You don't want your intention to be something like, I will lose 10 kilos. For starters, most people who lose things do eventually find them again. And secondly, a number on scales isn't all that inspiring. So when setting your intention, you want to imagine what you want as opposed to what you don't want. If sex is what brought you to this play shop, an intention could be something like to feel full body orgasms alone and with my partner, or to be sexually nourished through having soul satisfying sex, or perhaps something like to experience a deep bond with my lover as we use sex to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and each other. Your intention can be anything you like as long as it's positive, and most importantly, it actually gets you excited. So I'll give you a minute or two just to come up with something that really inspires you, and if you get stuck, simply press star 2 and I can unmute your line and help you out. So that's star 2 if you get stuck and you'd like me to help you out. So give you a moment now. If it's to do with money, it could be something like to feel financially free now that I work for myself. So how did everyone go? Were you surprised at the scores that you gave yourself? Did it give you any insights or realizations? Does anyone want to share their intention? Please just press star 2 to raise your hand. I'd love to hear one of your intentions. Because saying your intention out loud to a group of people, it's one of the most powerful steps you can take in actually creating your goal. What you're doing when you own your intention in this way is you're saying, I'm putting in my order, and I can't wait to devour the first mouthful. So who would like to share their intention or what they noticed about their scores? And we can't move on until someone shares. So just press star 2 if you'd like to share. Beautiful. Who do I have there?
This is Celeste.
How did you go?
Good. There's one area for me that really stands out, and that's my sexuality. This is my intention, to experience a deep love for myself, embracing my sexuality, but also my creativity as well, because I feel that they're quite linked for me at the moment.
Yeah, sexuality and creativity are so closely connected. And for a woman, in her womb is where she births her projects. And so
okay.
If you can become more in tune with your sexual organs in that way, you're actually going to have more access to your creativity. So, yeah, you hit that right on the head.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for your help.
Pleasure, pleasure. So now taking action will always reward you, not just tonight but in life. And Celeste took action in sharing her intentions. So Celeste, I'd actually like to reward you being willing to step out of your comfort zone, to speak up, to say this is my intention. It actually takes courage, and life rewards courage takers. So Celeste, please stay on the line after the call so that I can grab your postal address and I'll send you a copy of my book, Getting Naked.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure.
Bye.
And for everyone else, though, what might come your way, you can take action tonight or further down the track. So thank you, Celeste.
Thank you. Very generous.
Beautiful. So we've had a look at where you're at in your life. You've set your intention for where you want to be. Let's now look at what's stopping you from getting there. Your personal barriers, your blocks, your negative internal tape recorder. I'm sure at some stage you've done a little bit of beat up on yourself. It's those negative words that hold us back. And a lot of the time, we don't even realise that we're doing it. Now, if you've done any work with me before, you'll be familiar with some of the concepts I'll discuss tonight. But these are the principles that underpin human behaviour, so that's why I need to share them with you. Once you get your head around these, then life becomes a hell of a lot easier and much, much more fun. So I simply want you to imagine for a moment that you're standing on a ship, a big, tall, grand ship. And as you think about that ship, I simply invite you to breathe deep into your belly, allowing it to expand to the front, to the back, to the sides. And as you exhale, simply allow yourself to really connect in with this ship. Immerse yourself into this ship. Be one with this ship as you allow your breathing to deepen. Now, how far this ship sails depends on a couple of things, the tide for one, but the biggest thing that holds this ship back is the anchor. And if a ship's anchor is stuck, it ain't going nowhere. And perhaps you feel like this sometimes, stuck, unable to move. Perhaps you feel a little bit lost, not sure how to get the ship sailing again so you can enjoy nicer shores, nicer outcomes. And maybe the reason this ship isn't moving is because there are lots of anchors, not just one, but dozens or more, all of them stopping that ship from budging. Now, in life, we humans have anchors that hold us back. And those anchors are our limiting beliefs. So a belief that we've generally taken on as a child, and that holds us back. And we believe it to be true, that's why it's so powerful. You see, between the ages of 0 and 7, we're like a sponge and we absorb all of the negative statements and thoughts and beliefs of the big people around us. So I'm talking your parents, your carers, your teachers. And they may say things like, money doesn't grow on trees, my looks are everything, or good girls keep their legs shut. Perhaps you do something and are met with a put down that has you thinking you're not good enough. It's these words and statements we hear early on that form the way we think about ourselves. How many of you have negative mind chatter going on? You go to step out of your comfort zone and you're bombarded by a heap of negative internal beat up. It's those words we tell ourselves, like, do I really deserve that job promotion? Or how can I afford that? That dig that anchor deeper into the bottom of the ocean, keeping your ship stationary. And the longer these anchors or limiting beliefs stay engorged in the bottom of the ocean, the more we believe them, the more they become part of how we think and act. Yet standing on your ship, you may not be able to see where that anchor is lodged, and so you may have no way of getting to it, no way of pulling it free. So it stays, and as a result, you stay still, not going anywhere, achieving the same results you've always achieved. So how do we get those anchors out of the way? First, you need to understand the role of the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind. So if you imagine the conscious mind is like everything above the water, everything you can see while standing on your ship, everything you are conscious of. Now imagine that under the water is your subconscious mind. Now sometimes the ocean can be quite dark, quite murky. So is it any wonder that often we have no idea how many anchors are holding us back, let alone where they're lodged or what's required to pull them out? Most of the time we are completely unaware of what's under the water because it's unconscious. And given that our subconscious mind is responsible for 90%, that's right, 90% of our actions, thoughts, and behaviors, you can start to understand the importance of being able to dive into your subconscious mind so you can see what's really going on, what's at the root of the problem. Because it's only when you have the ability to delve into your subconscious that you're able to make lasting changes. An example of this would be you want to give up smoking. You consciously know it's bad for you, it's costing you money, it's deteriorating your health, it's setting a negative example for your children. You know it's time to give up. So you consciously commit to kicking the habit and you focus really hard on making sure you don't have a cigarette. And you're going really, really well until you get distracted. Your mind is consciously focused on something else, and so your subconscious mind kicks in, telling you to pick up a cigarette. Before you realize it, you're smoking again. And why is that? Because at the subconscious level, you are programmed to smoke. You have beliefs that tell you you need to smoke, and that smoking is there to cover up some other hunger or negative feeling you have. It's serving a purpose. So until you work out the subconscious beliefs creating that need to smoke and clear them out, then no matter how hard you consciously try to give up, it simply won't happen. And the same goes for drinking, binge eating, problem gambling, using substances or people to fill voids, jumping from one abusive relationship to the next, trying to lose weight. If you're programmed with beliefs that keep you at a certain size, then no matter how much you exercise and eat well, that weight will always find a way to come back. You need to change the programming at the subconscious level to have a lasting result. You might see a really hot guy. Your friend tells you to ask him out on a date. Before you realize it, your subconscious gunk about not being good enough or pretty enough kicks in, and you're saying to your friend, "Nah, there's no point. He'll just say no." Instead of seeing your magnificence, you shrink in his shadow, too scared to approach for fear of a rejection. It's easier not to try. Do children take this approach? No, not generally. They try anything. If you told them to jump off a roof and fly like Superman, they probably would. They haven't formed these limiting beliefs, beliefs that keep them small. And so they try new things all the time and they grow quickly. How quickly does a child learn to talk fluently? Yet how many years of study would it take an adult to learn a new language, let alone the whole concept of talking itself? We hold back. We don't apply for that job. We ditch the joggers in favor of the remote. We don't invest time in our sex life, instead settling for what we have, no matter how unsatisfied we really are. At least it's safe. We know what to expect. It's comfy, real comfy. Not very fulfilling, but comfy. Learning how to snorkel down into your subconscious is the key to finding those nasty anchors and pulling them up, gathering the learnings from them so you can help your ship set sail again into much nicer waters. Waters that bring you much more happiness and fulfillment. And this subconscious mind work that I'm sharing with you is part of the Naked Way, a way of living that allows you to easily overcome challenges. No matter how difficult they may seem on the outside, a challenge only arises to show you more about yourself and the areas you need to work on next. When you live from this place of growth, life is a lot less scary. And once you learn how to pull out anchors, it doesn't matter where your ship ends up, you can get it sailing again. Because throughout life, you will get stuck on reeds and the occasional old boot. One thing we're guaranteed of in life is change. So we need to know as humans how to deal with that change, so those changes in weather don't knock us around too much, so we can sail through life as smoothly as possible while enjoying all the ocean has to offer us. So not everything you find under the water is negative. I really want to emphasize that. Once you learn how to snorkel down into your subconscious, you'll see plenty of pretty fish and coral. There's a lot of beauty down there. You'll be able to gather some very valuable insights and direction about what needs to happen for you to reach your desired outcomes, your intention. The one that you set tonight and the intentions you'll set in the future, you're able to see things you couldn't see from onboard your ship. Of course, getting in touch with your subconscious mind does require going within, listening to your own inner voice and following your heart. So let me explain. Modern science is now proving that the heart is more than just a simple pump. As some of you may be aware, it's the first organ that forms in the womb. It functions as a hormonal gland, a sensor organ, and an information encoding and processing center with an intrinsic nervous system sufficiently sophisticated to qualify as a heart brain. Researchers have also found that the heart's electromagnetic signal is thousands of times stronger than the brain in our head. In English, that means that our heart sends a signal to the brain that triggers chemistry in the brain, which is then released into our body. So the heart's intelligence has the ability to override any of that negative gunky stuff, the mind trash that we have going on. The brain actually receives its orders from the heart, not the other way around, like you were probably taught in school. So what does this mean? When we listen to and act from our head brain, we're acting from our gunk, our anchors, our limiting beliefs. When we listen to and act from our heart's brain, we're coming from a clear, loving space that is gunk-free. Instead, we're getting the insights and knowledge we need to achieve our goals. Our heart is essentially our teacher within. Most people think they need to seek external advice when the true wisdom actually comes from inside. The heart was always considered the center of spiritual insight through ancient histories and religious traditions. The ancient Egyptians believed that all thought and life was done from the heart, which is why they threw away the brain after the pharaohs died, but they left the heart in the body, thinking they'd need it in their next life. Now, the heart also plays another important role. It produces key hormones such as oxytocin, which makes us feel good. And in order to make good, clear decisions, we need to be in a state of calm ease. If we're caught up in negative emotions such as anger, hurt, fear, it clouds our judgment and we start acting from our head, so our anchors, our limiting beliefs. So what you want to be doing is learning how to differentiate your heart's voice from your head's voice and listen to that. Our head, which is full of emotional gunk, will lead you astray, whereas your heart's voice will guide you to your goal or intention. So whether it's around getting out of financial debt or experiencing deeper orgasms, your heart is what will give you the insights you need to get you there. This is a fundamental part of what I teach in my courses. It was only after I started listening to my heart's voice instead of the negative mind chatter that had me acting out of fear or judgment that I was able to start achieving the results I really wanted. It was through this heart connection and removing limiting beliefs that I've been able to work for myself and make a successful business that supports me both financially as well as fulfilling my passions and allowing me to help others. It was through this that I was able to overcome various health ailments such as the stage before cancer, cervical issues, adult acne, severe clinical depression. It was also through this that I was able to break my negative pattern of toxic relationships and find the right guy and then go on to have a deep relationship that nourished me not just mentally but physically, emotionally, a sex life that is personally transformative and continues to deepen and evolve. All of these things are possible. I see them happen daily with my clients who learn these techniques. Your inner self, your soul, your heart, whatever name you wish to label it, is always trying to communicate with you, share with you its insights, guidance, wisdom. But these beliefs, these anchors, they get in the way. Once you have the skills to remove beliefs and tune into that inner intelligence, that's when magic happens. And that is the Naked Way. No one is a failure or can't do it. They simply haven't been shown how to be more, how to have more, how to live a happy and inspiring life that fulfills them on all levels. Forget the limiting mindset of it's too hard and adopt the mindset of how can I make this happen? What do I need to learn to have a happier and healthier life? We weren't born with a manual on life, so essentially that's what I've created. So you can pull yourself out of the chaos and back into alignment. So with all of this in mind, I invite you to return to your intention that you set earlier on. And I simply want you to read it out loud. So I'll give you a moment to do that now. And don't worry, you're all on mute. So simply read your intention out loud. Now I just want you to write down what feeling you would have once you've achieved this intention. Perhaps you'd feel relief, happiness, joy, fulfillment. Whatever feeling it would involve, I simply want you to write that down now. Again, the first feeling that comes to you is perfect. And now I just want you to consider what you would say to yourself if you achieved this intention. It might be, I did it. I'm a success. Yippee. Whatever you would say to yourself, simply write that down on your piece of paper now. One or two phrases is perfect. Now simply get comfy where you are. Just allow yourself to close your eyes and simply breathe down into your stomach. And as you exhale, simply let any worries, stresses or doubts just empty out of your body. And just take another deep breath, this time all the way down to your genitals. And when you exhale this time, simply allow yourself to feel at ease, safe and secure. And now I invite you to bring to your mind your intention. And I simply want you to bring onto the screen of your mind a picture of you actually achieving this intention. You're doing it right now. You're seeing yourself achieving this intention. That's it. And simply imagine yourself stepping into that picture you've created. So you're actually looking through your own eyes now. And as you do this, I want you to embody that feeling of having achieved your intention, that feeling you wrote down just a minute ago. I want you to immerse yourself into that feeling now. Really embody it. Make it strong. Turn up the volume of that feeling as if you were turning up the volume on your stereo. And simply allow yourself to sit and bask in that feeling as you continue to look through your own eyes, achieving that intention right now. And when you're ready, you're going to speak out loud. You're going to say that thought you wrote down before, the thing you would tell yourself once you've achieved this intention. So I'm simply going to give you a moment now to say that thought and any other congratulatory thoughts that come to you in this moment of happiness, this moment of achievement. And finally, I want you to absorb this feeling, these thoughts, this picture, and I want you to imagine putting it all into your heart. That's it, this little movie scene you've created. You're going to shrink it down now and place it in your heart for safekeeping, simply storing it in your heart right now. And as you do this, I encourage you to embrace the fact that you now have this picture, this intention inside of you. Knowing that with the right tools and focus, this will become your reality. So simply take a moment to feel that intention being locked away in your heart, with you knowing on a deep cellular level that you have it within yourself to make this real. You can feel what it feels like to create it. You have that feeling in your body now, so you know it is possible. Just sit with that certainty now. And when you're ready, simply come back into the now and open your eyes. Welcome back. Feel nice? Thoughts become things. Everything in life happens twice. First, it happens in our imagination, then it happens in our physical reality. Your imagination, just like a muscle, needs to be exercised. So visualize often, remove beliefs, tune into your heart space. That is the naked way to happiness, fulfillment, your intention, and any other results that you desire. If you've ever wondered why a person has a better sex life than you, more confidence, or more money, it's because they've made those areas their priority. I've made the study of life, love, and relationships my priority, because I know that by learning the fundamental basics of developing my relationship with myself, that I can create all that I desire. Now, I know many of you tonight are interested in learning the Naked Way, so I'll share with you the offerings I've developed to help others have a much smoother ride through life, a ride without the waves of uncertainty or winds of destruction. So firstly, we have the Remarkable Relationships course. The purpose of this course is to help you develop your relationship with you, to give you a really solid foundation to work with so you have the confidence and self-belief needed to create change in your life. In the first week, you'll set a goal in any area of your life, and then I take you through the formula to help you create that goal. You learn how to remove your own limiting beliefs. You learn how to tune into your heart space and gain all your own answers. You get weekly visualizations sent out to you with your worksheets. By the end of it, you're fully self-sufficient in creating whatever else it is that you'd like in your life too. So what I teach is life skills, and I teach it in a way that you can do it for yourself, because there's nothing worse than being dependent on someone else to help you get the results that you want. I'd prefer to empower you as opposed to you needing a therapist such as myself to clear your gunk for you. People who have gone through this course have overcome depression, anxiety, various physical ailments such as irritable bowel syndrome, as well as more serious conditions. They've got themselves out of financial debt and gone on to buy their own homes. One woman even lost 27 kilos just from applying this formula. So please feel free to take a look at the Getting Naked website for other testimonials. Results really are miraculous for those people who commit to the process. So if you do want to take part, please get in early, and we do have payment plans as well. Now, once you've done the Remarkable Relationships course, which is designed to help you develop your relationship with you, which is ultimately the core strategy for creating anything in life, then if you like, you can move on to the Sexual Self course, and is focused solely on teaching you how to connect more deeply with your body so that you can enjoy soul-satisfying sex. The biggest thing stopping people from having multiple orgasms, full body orgasms, energetic orgasms, is the mental gunk, the social conditioning. So the Remarkable Relationships course helps weed a lot of that out so that once you begin the follow-on course, you're mentally and emotionally prepared for it. So I spend the 6 weeks teaching you techniques to help you connect in with your sexual energy, awaken areas that may be numb to sexual touch, and build the mental and physical strength required to have those deeper, more satisfying orgasmic experiences. Because we're not after one or two orgasms here, we're after orgasmic experiences that can last for hours and leave you feeling transformed. You'll learn how to heal the body through sex and bridge the gap between sexuality and spirituality. So if you're interested in the Sexual Self course, we do have discounts if you buy the two courses together. You can have a bit more of a look online if you're interested in those. Now, these group courses are great for people who can hold themselves accountable, because while you do have constant access to email support throughout the course and you do get a one-on-one session when you need it, ultimately you're the one who's doing the work. You're clearing out your own gunk, which is a life skill you want, because in life we're constantly throwing challenges, and being able to work through those on your own is extremely valuable. Of course, if you feel you want the one-on-one support and you don't feel quite ready to go solo, and everyone is at their own stage, I do offer one-on-one sessions. So the way this works is I take you through 10 fortnightly one-hour sessions, and all my sessions are done over the phone. And just like in the Remarkable Relationships course, we begin by setting a goal, and then together we remove your limiting beliefs and clear any gunk that's actually holding you back. You get constant email support between sessions because it's a partnership in achieving your goal. I'm here to hold your hand the whole way and help you move through challenges as they arise. I'm also there to hold you accountable. So whether the one-on-one sessions or the group sessions are better for you really does depend on where you're at and how willing you are to hold yourself accountable. Either way, you need to be committed to achieving your goal, and I won't work with anyone who's not 100% committed. So if you're interested in the one-on-one 10-session program, which happens over a five-month time frame, just shoot me an email and we can line up a time to have a phone chat about how we might be able to work together. We can work on any area of your life that isn't working. And if the ladies wish to learn more about the Jade Egg practice, we can also incorporate that into the session. I also have some other resources too. So my first book, The Upside of Down, which you can purchase online or order in from any good bookstore, it's a toolkit for overcoming depression and shares my personal journey on how I beat the black dog. For those who don't know my history, this is how I moved into this area of work. In my early 20s, I was diagnosed with severe clinical depression, and after becoming a risk to myself with many suicide attempts, they were going to put me in a mental home. And essentially, that was my wake-up call and got me on the road to finding a natural cure for depression. So in my early days as a therapist, I worked with a lot of severe mental health cases, helping thousands overcome depression, bipolar, and all the other types of mental illnesses. Also raising awareness of mental health in the media through my role as an advocate for Lifeline. Then my second book was inspired by the next part of my personal journey, where I just couldn't find my prince and tried everything until, again, I found a formula to finding true love, and surprise, surprise, it was developing relationship with self. So So my second book, Getting Naked, The Dating Game, is my memoir on love, life, relationships and sex. Very Sex and the City in style, but with deep lessons about self-love. So there are a couple of fun resources I have available for those who are at that part in their journey. And if you are looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right, there is a 5 Steps to Falling in Love guide that you can actually download from the Getting Naked website for free. Now, if you do take up one of these resources, please action it. It's one thing to buy education, it's another to apply it. What often happens with free information especially is people don't value it. There's nothing wrong with the information, it simply wasn't put into use. So if you're really keen on clearing your mental gunk, don't let your beliefs get in your way. Stop seeing your beliefs as facts and start realizing that you can afford anything, you can do anything. The only person that will ever stop you from getting what you desire is the person you saw in the mirror this morning. You just need to act from your heart and never, ever give up. I was once told, when you're ready to create change, the teacher shows up. So enough from me, let's get on to you. What questions do you have? Would you like any insights into what's holding you back? Now is your opportunity to get that free information and knowledge, so please use it. Just press star 2 if you have a question. Beautiful. Who do I have there?
It's me, Tamara. It's Min.
Hi, Min. How did you go?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm sort of stuck on my career at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
My heart tells me I am not doing what I'm meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to get the answer to what I'm meant to be doing and how to get there is really quite confusing at times.
Do you have something that you're drawn to?
Anything that involves cooking is always good. But I kind of feel like I'd like to be helping people improve themselves.
Yeah.
But
and so
where
what would you... Beautiful. So what would you say are the things that are holding you back from actually pursuing that?
Mainly because the job I'm doing at the moment is paying quite well. I've been there for quite a long time and I'm comfortable with it. So it's fear of loss, I guess, fear of losing the income, fear of having to start all over again with new groups of people, learning new personalities. And, you know, sometimes people say it's better the devil you know.
But you know what? You've got at least 50 years ahead of you, don't you?
Oh, hell, I hope so.
You don't want to just be doing better the devil you know. You want something that's actually nourishing you and really satisfying you, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, let's face it, people who want to work late in life, that's mainly your choice. I've got 50 years behind me, and I don't know if I've got 50 years in front, but I agree with you. I would really like to go to work every day and feel fulfilled and like I've contributed something rather than coming home feeling like a dead fish because I'm so drained every day.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you're not doing something that really satisfies you, you will feel drained because essentially you're being ruled by your gunk, your limiting beliefs, your anchors. And it's that fear of, oh, my gosh, I've got this security in the job that I'm doing, but what happens if I try something new? And when we go to step out of our comfort zone, that's when those fears come up. And often that's what keeps people stuck, that fear. But ultimately fear is just false evidence appearing real. And if you have the ability to actually clear those limiting beliefs, well, then that fear just dissipates. And you're able to actually go that way that you feel that your heart is pulling you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How does that feel for you?
Oh, look, it makes complete sense to me entirely. Yeah, it certainly does. I've always worked in the numbers game, you know, doing accounting and things like that. I feel that's my forte. But yeah, as you say, stepping out of the comfort zones, it's the, you can't do that, you shouldn't be doing that, you're too old to do that. I hate that saying especially. You know, it's like, hang on.
But what if you didn't have those beliefs that you can't do that and I'm too old to do that? What if those beliefs weren't there?
Oh, look, I think my heart would soar. I think it would be be an uplifting and, life experience.
Yeah, pretty empowering, hey?
It would be, yes. It would be very empowering.
Do you feel that you know what you need to do?
I have a secret desire about where I want to end up and what I want to end up doing. But it's the step from here to there, that what do I do in between?
Yep.
That's
if you want to have a chat about, clearing that way so then that you feel that you have more direction, then we can line up a chat this week if you like.
Yes, that would be terrific, I think. Brain's working and knowing where it wants to go, but heart's talking about something else.
Absolutely, and it's the heart that's going to give you all that joy.
Yes. It hasn't failed me so far, so I may as well just go with it.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Min. Awesome sharing. Thank you. Beautiful. Does anyone else have any questions? Just press star 2. We do have a little bit of time, so if you want to ask a question or you want some insights, just press star 2. Beautiful. Who do I have there?
It's
hello. Beautiful. Have you got a sharing or a question?
I've got a question. How do you suggest is best for us to tune into our hearts?
Okay. So I teach how to tune into your heart in a very specific process in the Remarkable Relationships course.
Okay.
Can't go into that much detail right now because it's a 9-week course. But without going into that, spending time really just sitting with yourself, whether it be meditating, whether it be getting out in nature, whether it just be really allowing yourself to let go of your thoughts and just be with your heart.
Okay.
That's the best answer that I can probably give you.
Okay. That's good.
I know for me personally, I had a very active mind. It was very chatter, 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 go, 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 can't switch off.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to learn very specific techniques to really rein that in so then that I could connect in with my heart, because I was always having the ego come in and lots of limiting beliefs telling me what I could and couldn't do. And, so it depends on where you're at. Some people can work it out themselves. Other people do need a bit of a process for it. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for your help.
Beautiful, pleasure. I suppose just what I want to say is, everyone on this call has the capacity to be the captain of their own ship, master their own destiny. There is nothing missing within you, but you won't realize this until you clear the beliefs that have you thinking you need something, a person, money, fancy clothes, love from others to be complete. You are love. Yet so many people seek outside of themselves to find it when they already have it. They simply are not awake to it. When we don't pay attention to our inner world, we go through life like a blindfolded artist, indiscriminately slopping paint on a canvas. When the artist looks up at his creations, he's often disappointed, perhaps even horrified, yet it never occurs to him that he could remove the blindfold and pay attention to what he's painting while he's painting it. If this is you and you do want to remove that blindfold, please shoot me an email, tamara@gettingnaked.com.au, and we can have a phone chat on which would be the best way forward for you. I help people deepen their self-love and self-belief, because if you have both of these, everything else in life will flow naturally. So my advice is to you, is give up the fight and start loving yourself instead. Do away with the negative mind chatter. Stop the beat up that has you seeking external substances and indulging in negative behaviours, and start listening to yourself. Be your own best friend. Listen to your heart as you would a wise mentor. All the answers really are within if you listen to your heart's voice. So thank you, ladies and gents, for your energy tonight. Please enjoy the rest of your evening. And I will leave you with this quote. When the heart's voice becomes louder than all the judgments and criticisms, you become the master of your life. So thank you, everyone, and good night.